Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, Benuni Tunes.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today, we're doing Denise Richards and Her Wild Things, episodes 3 and 4. But first, come see us this weekend in Cincinnati, where we'll be covering Summer House, and then in Minneapolis, we'll be covering Southern Charm. And then in Toronto on Sunday, where we will be doing the classic Real Housewives of New York episode, December, Berkshire's County. For all of our ticket links and schedule for everything else, go over to watchwhatcrappens.com. We're going to be on tour the next few months, and we're excited to see you guys. Also, on Patreon, you can get our Traders recaps, our Airport Snaps recaps coming to you soon, and all that good stuff, and also videos, which we're on today on Crappens On Demand. So what's going on with you today?
Not much. Just, you know, getting ready for a big weekend and, you know, having excited for all that that entails. What's going on with you?
Getting ready for all the different climates.
I know.
Climates across this great land of ours. It's a lot, a lot of different styles of Old Navy to pack this weekend. Jesus Christ, people.
I'm packing shorts and a puffer jacket because, you know, it's going to be like nearly 80 degrees in Cincinnati, and then it's going to be down to like 20 in Minneapolis. So it's going to be a journey for us.
It's going to be a hard nippled weekend. And I'm very excited to see you guys out and about. All right, let's get to Denise Richards and Her Wild Things. We open with Denise, and she's like, yeah, you know, I've never said no to taking in an animal. My friend calls me Snow White because the squirrels all come around, but I think we can all agree I got better tits. The squirrels say so anyway.
And we see her just like leaving all sorts of peanuts out for the squirrels and everything. And she's got like a little, like, she even has like this like faux picnic table. She's like, I hope the squirrel sits at this and has a nice little picnic. And maybe the squirrel can get its little squirrel bag caught in the slats just like I did. So she's like, any dog, any cat, whatever. And we see all these animals that she's had over the years. And we see Lola talking, and she's like, we've had sheep, we've had rabbits, we've had cats, we've had dogs, we've had iguanas, we've had camels, we've had lions, we've really had everything.
Yeah. And all the pictures, that's so cute. I like that in a person. Now, I don't want to go hang out at that person's house because it usually smells. But I love that they're that kind of person in the world. Because you know who those people are? They're the people who make dodo videos. My favorite videos.
Yeah. So they're talking about, Lola says at one point they had 9 cats. And then Sammy had a couple of chameleons. They had horses. They had pigs. I mean, we even see a flashback all the way to her original show, Denise Richards is Complicated. That was on E, right? I think that was on E, which is why they had the rights to show it here on Bravo. So Denise is like, well, the squirrels are my pets without actually being my pets. I call one Fat Fred. And I know that's nice. And people will think I'm fat shaming him, but he's Fat Fred. And then there's Skinny Joe, which is funny because there's a rapper named Fat Joe. So this is Skinny Joe. I just didn't want them to be confused because, you know, one does sick beats and one eats peanuts. And, you know, Fat Fred is the first one to get to the food. So, you know, it all makes sense if you really think about it. If you look at the lore of the squirrels, it tells a story.
I was stuck on the pigs. Such cute pigs. And I still have such guilt about Spanky, my pig, for 2 days. I miss him. Spanky, wherever you are, I love you. I love that little pig. Even when he charged me and tried to murder me, I just loved him. So cute. I love an animal, like a pet that's like, stomps their feet and then comes charging at you and tries to knock you down. It's like, that's my child. Please don't make me get rid of him.
Yeah. Then we go to a rock climbing facility and Denise meets up with her daughters. This place is called Boulder Dash. Get it. And Denise basically is hoping that, you know, she's still trying to work on her daughter's relationship, because at the last time we saw them, the daughters shook hands after feuding over some boy. So now Denise is trying to get them to climb together and bond together.
Yeah, she goes up to the climbing instructor and she's like, "All right, here's why we're here. I did a show called Special Forces." You heard of it? Have you heard of that?
He's like, no.
She goes, okay, so someone without a TV. Wow, we got a reader over here. Oh, good for you. So anyway, super physical. And one of the things I did when I started training was the rock climbing. So I want to do that again. You know, do you have a JoJo Siwa here to carry Tom Sandoval through the rapids? That would be great.
I did not remember. I was like, what is Special? I didn't realize Special Forces was that show on Fox that like Sandoval was on and everything. I didn't realize she was actually on that show where they have to like go through boot camp and climb around on everything.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like JoJo fan, eh?
I thought, because it just, you know, once that show, I remember when it was on, it's just that like once it was gone, it's such a generic name, Special Forces. I just assumed Special Forces was some like syndicated TV show from like 1997 that she was on, you know, like that show Birds of Prey or whatever. So
I don't know why people would do that for a reality show. It just sounds too hard. Like maybe special skills, like you put on your resume when you're an actor, you know, like I tap dance or I roller skate or I can hold a peanut M&M in my belly button for 4 days at a time.
But some people love that shit. They love doing like the faux military thing. So, you know, but I like, it sounds like a nightmare for me. So, yeah, she did some rock climbing for that show. And so now she's into it. She got the taste for it. So they're putting on their shoes and Sammy's like, I feel like I'm going to get like an ingrown toenail from these shoes. Oh, man, all right. It's just a short period of time. Okay. I'll pay for your pedicure, you dumb little bitch.
So they're starting to go up and the climbing instructor's telling Denise, okay, just it's nice and easy. Think of dance. And Sammy's like, oh, yeah, she can't dance. So she tried it, but didn't work. That's why she had to become an actor. No dollar bills. $0. So
fun fact, I signed up for Special Forces because I actually thought it was a dancing show. So that was a bit of a surprise when I arrived with my ready to do a paso doble and they made me jump off a bridge. So, you know, what can I say? It's life.
So now it's Sammy's turn and the climbing instructor is like, haven't seen a lot of climbers wearing hoops, but hey, I guess it's a new adventure. And she's like, yeah, I don't go a day without my hoops.
And Denise is like, yeah, I thought she said boobs, not hoops. Think about that. So now they climb and then they.
But then they do show a shot of Sammy and it does look like she's climbing with her boobs. She's got big boobs, so it looks like they're grabbing onto the thing. And so they climb it and they still hate each other. You know, she's like, well, I'm so glad you girls are talking again. So listen, I need your help because, you know, Brooke, she wants to plan Godzilla's memorial. No. I know, it's crazy.
Lola's like, what? No one told me he was dead. Wait, I didn't know he was dead, though. And so Sammy's like, yeah, Godzilla's dead. We should get a custom cake, like a cake that looks like Godzilla. And like, where should we do the memorial? Maybe like a nice park? Like, we could bring other lizards there. So Denise is like, she says, well, okay, so here's the story. Brooke, Charlie's ex, had this dragon lizard for 20 years, but then I had to relinquish him to my care because she was going to rehab. So God just left Godzilla on my door and was like, here, take the fucking lizard. And I didn't even know how to take care of this dumb thing, but you know, it was cute. I liked him. So we put him up in the penthouse.
Yeah, you know, he's scary when you first see him. He's a fucking huge. He looks like a dragon. But we had him for 9 months and then he passed, you know. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, but I learned. I made him a general store, a mall to go around in. You know, he didn't really get along with the squirrels too well. We don't talk about that part. But, you know, he had a primary suite, a balcony.
Oh. Yeah, I made all sorts of like little miniature buildings so he could walk around and step on them and be all Godzilla-like. So then, so we see that flashback to 2 days earlier where Denise and Aaron have given Brooke ashes of Godzilla. And Brooke is like, in a way, he was like my little soulmate. Would you guys want to do a memorial? Maybe plan something? They're like, Sure.
Brooke, have we not done enough? We took care of your fucking lizard while you were in rehab. The nerve. So now she's like, yeah, guys, you want to do a memorial, like plan something for him? That would be great. Brooke's an odd cookie, too. I'm glad they included Brooke on their show. I'm not really sure what her mouth is doing while she's talking or what her deal is, but I like her. She's like, throw me a memorial, okay? All right, just tell me where to go. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, at this point, Denise has taken in so many animals, which on the flip side means you've had to bury so many animals that like, it's like, wait, you just move on and get another animal, right? She's like, a memorial. Okay. So no one wants to do this memorial, but they're going to do it. Denise wants a project for the daughters to work on together. So she's like, it's going to be a happy thing where we celebrate the life of a lizard in a public park. So Lola's like,
but like, I don't even feel like I'm meant to go because like, I didn't ever hang out with Godzilla ever.
And he's like, but you care about Brooke, don't you? She's like, yeah. She's like, well, that's her kid. So like, when's it going to be? She's like, Saturday. Yes. You got 3 days to make a memorial. You can do it. She's like, well, I can't do it on Saturday. I've got work, Mom. She's like, well, if it were a person, you can get off of work.
But yeah, but obviously if it was a person, I would go, but this isn't a person. No, just don't say it's a person. Just say it's a memorial and you got to go. Come on. I mean, well, they're not going to tell you you can't go to a memorial. You know, what kind of cookie hut is this?
You know, with Brooke, I pray that she's okay, but like, I think she's like married to my dad. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Is she married to, who is this woman who always hangs out?
She like doesn't even know.
None of the kids, neither of the kids even remembers if Brooke was married to the dad, Charlie C. She's like, wait. And then Sammy goes, yeah, wait, was she married to him? And she goes, yeah, you didn't know she was married to your dad. Come on. And she goes, you were there. She goes, how old was I? You were young. I don't know shit.
I don't know. No,
clearly, honey. Clearly you don't know shit.
So they're going to have to go shopping tomorrow for this lizard memorial. And then Lola's like, so by the way, Sammy, did you have fun with the climbing? No.
Me neither.
So Denise is going to have these wacky kids put a funeral together. And that's going to be their bonding thing. You know, she's like, well, you know, they're negative kids. Give them a death. Maybe that'll bond them. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, any opportunity to work together will help them get over their shit. So good luck. And Aaron's like, but hey, how come whenever we have to help somebody, we're the ones that get stuck? Hey, why don't you stop your bitching, sir, when your whole family is living in her Malibu home? What the hell?
Yeah, that's right. So she's like, well, when she was crying, she said she wants our help with the memorial. Did you think she was serious? He's like, no. I'm like, you know, but to be fair, like, no, does anyone ever think Aaron's serious about anything that he's saying, like with magnetic healing and Big Pharma coming after him? So Denise is like, well, she was, but then she didn't even take the box of this shit. He's like, yeah, well, you know, she left it like that. It can't be that important. Do we really have to do this? She's like, well, we'll give it to her on Saturday. So, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to love that. She's like, wow, my lizard's dead. Okay, now I get a trailer full of this fake Western town that you guys built him in a penthouse. Great.
Also, polite golf clap to Aaron for, he's like, I'm going to do this scene. I'm going to show some chest cleave. He's like, he like had his robe perfectly positioned so that way he could show off like the best features of his chest. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here in the scene with my robe at a perfect V right now for America to see. I was like, you did that on purpose, sir.
Well, yeah, got to earn that money. So Sammy and Lola are driving and Lola's like, Sammy, can I borrow your hairbrush? She's like, no, but I want to fix my hair. No, but my hair's not dirty. She's like, it's a Mason Pearson brush. So
so then Siri's like, sorry, I didn't quite catch that. And they all laugh. And then Lola's like,
you know, I've never heard of someone having a memorial for a lizard. Like, we never even did that for one of our dogs.
She's like, yeah, it's not weird coming from mom. She's like, let that lizard sleep in her bed. That's really disturbing.
Well, once you've slept with Charlie Sheen, I guess it's like, the more the merrier, am I right? So Sammy's like, yeah, you know, mom had this like weird habit of accessorizing Godzilla and all her pets. She makes them wear wigs. See all these pictures of this lizard in little tiny wigs that she had made for it. Little sunglasses. Yeah.
This lizard with a hat on. It was ridiculous. So then Lola gets a phone call. She's like, oh my God, why is it no caller ID calling me? Is it God? And then they answer, and this guy starts saying, yo, I'm not trying to apologize. And she just hangs up and she's like, oh my God, I've like blocked him everywhere. Just like, I made it clear that I just don't want to, I just want to be friends with him. Like he doesn't follow Jesus or make him the center of his life. she just hung up on this guy who was like, I'm just trying to talk to you. No, follow Jesus.
Your first call should have been to Jesus, our Lord, okay? And your second call could have been to me.
And Sammy's like, well, I think I'd like to have a word with him then. She goes,
you don't need to do that.
And Sammy's like, yeah, I'm very overprotective of my sister. If any guy doesn't respect my sister, I'm going to knock him in the nuts. And I just want her to do that for me. Okay, but that was her friend first. So yeah. I know that you're trying to make this huge, like, I'm the better sister because I stand up more. But no, that was her friend first.
Sorry.
Yeah, and we also don't know the full context of why you and that guy broke up. Because as far as we can see, Sammy, you're maybe not the best decision maker in this group here. So I'm not going to take sides, but I also would like to hear the full story before I start going hard in the paint.
Team Lola.
Yeah, Team Lola.
I'm Team Lola. So now they go to a frame store and they have had a picture of this Gila monster thing blown up. And they're, you know, going to get it framed for this thing. So then the store owner's like, oh, an iguana. Did he pass? And they're like, yeah, but he was around for like 20 years. He's like, wow. Okay, well, how about this and this? I'll go get that done. And so Sammy's like, so do you want to do like a prayer? And she goes, oh my God, really? You think I should do a prayer? Me? A prayer? Oh my God, I could never do a prayer. I should do a prayer? Oh my God, it's my first prayer solo. No, 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 no. Na, 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 na. Prayer, prayer. Oh, am I going to do a prayer? I'm going to be so alone. I'm going to have nightmares about this for days.
It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Read something off your fucking phone. I mean, you did a prayer for Taco Tuesday last week. I think you can do one for a lizard.
Yeah, she's so, like,
but there's no prayers in the Bible for, like, lizards. But, like, I could still do a prayer for a lizard.
And it's like, yeah, there weren't prayers for tacos either. You managed it. You'll be fine.
People find a way to pray for a lot of things. I think you can find one for Godzilla. So then Sammy's like, ugh, I just noticed you copied my hair. She's like, I wear clips in my hair every single day, Sammy. She's like, okay, whatever.
And they do have same hair. I like the part in the car where Lola's like,
I just got my nails done.
She's like, let me look at them. Not my favorite. She's like,
well, that's just because you don't like bright colors.
And she's, yeah, I do. Look at my nails. She gives her the middle finger. Yeah. I love these two kids, these wacky kids.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion-dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1980s, a rosé swept the country.
Hey, Mike, I really like this white Zinfandel.
Well, good, good. Now put it down. I'm going to try another one.
White Zin became America's top-selling wine. But most don't know that this sweet drink has a sour history. What began in 1986 with counterfeit bottles...
A big fraud. A multi-million-dollar fraud.
...sent investigators chasing one of the most powerful families in the business, the Lichardis. But the closer the feds got to them, the more dangerous things became. It's a story of deceit.
At the time, I was paranoid.
Threats.
You touch my kids, I will kill you.
And murder.
With a .22 caliber bullet to the head.
What started with a scheme to mislabel wine spilled into a blood-soaked battle for succession. Welcome to Bloodvines. You can binge listen to Bloodvines exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
So then we go to the Henry restaurant, and Denise is saying, you know, I think people are surprised that I can get past stuff. I mean, I don't hold grudges with people. I mean, did Godzilla eat half my calf? Yes. But you know what? It wasn't really his fault. And I move forward. I'm one of resolution, you know. And so then we see the unmistakable sight of Erica Jane's legs walking into the restaurant, also because we've seen the trailer. And she's like, ah! There she is. Hey, lady.
Ah. Denise is like, oh, God, fuck. So, Erica, I'll never forget my first year knowing you, which is kind of a lie because I've forgotten most of it. But this part I do know. We had so much fun, Erica, didn't we? She's like, oh, yeah, yes, I think. But, you know, I was upset after your barbecue because we were talking and you said, oh, my kids are there. Do you remember this? So we see the flashback of Denise calling Erica into a coffee shop because she was talking about threesomes where her children could hear. This might be why Sammy's on OnlyFans, for all we know.
Yes. So she's like, you know, I just felt a little judged because we were all talking about sex, but I was the one that got taken to coffee. So Denise is like, well, I wasn't mad. I just wanted coffee. And at that time, you were actually wealthy. So I thought I could get a free cup of Joe from you. So anyway, I just wanted you to know I don't want to be talking about threesomes. That's it. She's like, but I felt called out. She's like, well, I really am sorry for that. You know, well, I'm sorry too. Like, oh, wow, it only took like 5 years to bury the hatchet on this one. With four different attempts.
And this is how you make up. You just forget that half of the stuff happened, right? Because the way they retell the story, it's like, oh, she was talking about threesomes. Denise didn't like that. But what Denise really didn't like was she said, please stop talking about threesomes around my kids. And Erica said, they're already having threesomes, honey. Like, how old are your kids? They probably already had them or something like that. And that's why Denise got all pissed off. But they just leave that part out so they can make up.
Yeah. And Erica probably was the only one called out because the producers were like, okay, Denise and Erica, you guys need to have a scene. So they're like, okay, we'll talk about this. And then it turns into something that has haunted the two of them for 5 years. So Denise tells us, whether it's something with your dad or something with Erica Jane, I want to show you and your sister, Sammy, that you can get past that. You know, it just takes 5 years of holding onto a grudge that happened in a coffee shop.
And maybe a really awkward weed party where someone accused me of wearing my coat upside down. Now that bitch I'm not forgiving.
So then they basically, Denise and Erica are like, okay, we're going to be friends now. And then Erica's like, by the way, Denise, thanks for reaching out during my divorce and my legal issues I had. And I'd like to add, what about me? Why didn't anyone ask me about why? You know, you went through all this stuff with a lizard. Where was the stuff? Where was the sympathy I got for my lizard? You got a lizard? No, but I could have had one. Where was my messages?
Yeah. And she's like, we're having a memorial for, Godzilla. She goes, who's Godzilla? A lizard. Oh, geez. And I was married to a lizard. I'm not going to have a memorial for that motherfucker. Do you know what he did to me?
So now we have this montage. It's like we're going to go over to the memorial now, and we see memories of Godzilla played by, like, then we hear like the Requiem in the background, which is funny because at the Oscars this year, when they did the In Memoriam, they also played the Requiem, which is the one that's like, It's like a very serious piece of like scary church music that's like, doesn't feel like mourning to me. It kind of feels like you're like going into church to be like, I don't know, to do something very serious, to have, I don't know, like kneel down in front of a priest and have something done to you or whatever. Not sexually, just like some sort of churchy thing. So we hear this music playing and we are seeing flashbacks of Godzilla's life, Godzilla in a cowboy hat, Godzilla with a cake made of Fig Newtons, things like that.
And all these photos. My favorite is there's a sign-in table and it has a photo of Godzilla and then next to him is a photo of Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And Brooke shows up. She's like, oh my God, this is amazing, guys. Thank you so much. And Denise is like, did you guys get a rabbi? Brooke's Jewish. Oh my God.
Wait a minute. I'm about to do something for a Jewish person? Oh no.
Oh my God. So they have this little ceremony and Lola's like, okay guys, here we go, big moment. So we gather here today to remember a lizard and bless the beasts and the children, and here's to you, here's to me, may we never disagree. If we do, fuck you, Godzilla's dead, yay. Wait, was that a prayer or was that a toast? I don't know.
Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the crap, yay God, I'm done, nailed it.
And Aaron's like, I'd like to say something. This guy, he was a fucking lizard, and lizards are, you know, badass. So I was like, wow, you're like badass because you're a lizard. So thanks. Brooke's like, yeah, you know, he was a lizard and there were days that I just felt so bad. And the only thing that would make me feel good was him and heroin. But, you know, heroin's not dead. So we'll get to that when we get to that. But thanks, gods. Loved you, buddy.
So now we go on to the next episode. Episode 4, called Only Pans. And Denise is like, tells us, you know, people always say, you know, that I've had plastic surgery on my face, which I haven't, you know, I just got bit by Godzilla a few times. I mean, talk about the original nip and tuck, lizard bites. But I've had my boobs done, which, you know, I have to have them done again, because the show I did, the last that Special Forces show, popped my
implants. Have you seen it?
Denise, they can't answer you. They're a TV audience.
All right. Well, let's just assume they've seen it, unlike motherfucking Boulder Dash, cocksucker.
Right. I really thought Carrie Ann and Appa would be on there. I mean, they kept saying Foxtrot and Tango so many times. I mean, who would be? You can't hurt a girl for being mistaken there, huh? Or blame them.
So whatever. She jumped off a bridge in Special Forces and popped her implants. So she has to get new ones. Why have you not gotten new ones since? Did they just take the implants out? What happened? Aren't you just allowed to walk around with popped implants? What the hell? What the Yolanda Foster is this?
I know. What is that? What does that mean? What is that like? So Lola's like, you didn't tell me that. I would never jump off a drip. Lola's always the last to find out about something, like Godzilla dying, Denise jumping off a bridge, Sammy getting a nose job. What? I didn't know about that. I would go skydiving. I mean, I really would go skydiving, but I would never jump off a bridge. I mean, that's scary down there.
But I think it's funny that she doesn't even bother watching her mom's shows. She's like, what?
That happened?
She's like, it was on TV. God damn, Lola. God. So then we go to kitchen number one, townhouse studio number one, and Denise is turning her kitchen into a studio because I'm going to make cooking content. You know, my mom would laugh if she saw me being filmed cooking because, you know, she wasn't a cook when I was younger, but here's me. And Aaron's like, yeah, she can cook. Her videos are charming. I've ejaculated to every single one. So dicks up. Two dicks up.
Yeah. And she's basically like, you know, I've cooked a lot of stuff, but the one thing I haven't been able to perfect has been pasta, mainly because I don't follow any recipes and I don't know how to make it, but I just put a bunch of stuff in a bowl and hope for the best. But yeah, I come really close. By really close, not close at all. I think I actually once made paper by accident. I actually somehow made paper.
You know, I just want to show people, like, I'm like you, you know? You just have to keep trying. I got the most expensive flour sent in from Italy, and I mean, I still haven't gotten it right. I mean, look, you don't have to get the most expensive flour from Italy, but you can keep trying, and that's the point. Every video is going to be a mistake that's never really fixed, so Will you know look, how I'm to just, cook by the end of this video? Probably not, but you'll feel better about yourself.
Look, I'm just like anyone in their home. Drop a few thou on some imported flour, buy some cameras, set up an entire, you know, filming rig, and, you know, make some pasta without knowing how to do it and just burn through that flour and just waste all that money. And just like any other normal person, you know what I'm saying?
So now she's making her video and her kids are cracking up at her and she's like, Sammy has to be the egg cracker. And she's like, okay, Sammy, get a couple of yolks in there. She's like, oh my God, is that like the yellow part or like the orange part? Oh my God, I've got salmonella on my hands. And then we see the bowl of yolks and it's like half filled with whites as well. This is not going to go well.
This is like an odd, I just like that Denise is, I appreciate that she's just going to try to, you know, eyeball it like the Nonas did in the back when before there were like cookbooks and YouTube videos and Food Network. But also we have all those things now. So at least like read the recipe beforehand and get like a general game plan, because this is just going in such a disastrous way. But it's funny though. So they're cracking the egg. They make this dough, and then, she's like, we see this, like the recipe on screen as it sort of unfurls out of Denise's head. She's like, okay, so we four more eggs, one cup of flour, mainly flour, maybe, I don't know, maybe 2 cups, maybe 4 cups, maybe like 3 cups. You know what? Here, do we have any nicotine we can just throw in there? I don't know, just perk it up, make it exciting. Just a chopped up cigarette.
Get some of the peanut squirrels things, throw them in there. You know, maybe at least they'll like it. All right, we're supposed to rest the dough for a bit. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I don't know, something like that. I'm like, Mom, how do we do this?
So they wrap it up and then they put the dough in the fridge. And she goes, okay, resting's done. She's like, Mom, I just put it in there. She's like, well, we're going to fake it because it's the cooking show. So that's what they do on the cooking show. They just throw it in the fridge and they bring it right back out, right?
Yeah, I thought what she was going to say was, here's some that I made earlier today that has been resting, and now we're going to put it in.
She forgets that part.
No. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm going to put it in, and we're going to take it out right away. I was like, wait, that's not how the cooking shows work. So she just starts sending this, like, unrested dough, and it comes out just holes and goopy. Now, I don't know if this was a fault with the recipe or if it had rested, if it somehow would have gone through the pasta machine better. I don't know what it was, but it was a very rustic noodle. We'll just say that.
Yeah. So then she is driving Sammy to a pre-op appointment in her Corvette. And Sammy's like, oh my God, Mom, I like seriously have car sickness. I'm going to die in this car. I hate this fucking car, Mom. Why do you have to drive a stick shift? Car sickness. Why does everybody that age have car sickness? I don't get it. I've asked this before on this show, but it's like an epidemic of young people who have car sickness.
The hell? Yeah. They're weak.
Weaklings.
So Denise is like, yeah, well, I drive stick. And people are surprised that I drive stick. But I also know how to ride stick, if you know what I'm saying. Aaron, see you tonight. So then she says, she's like, are you excited to meet your doctor? And Sammy is really excited because she's going to get her nose done. And the things that she's wanted to get done the most are her boobs and her nose. And
she's like, oh my God, I've wanted to get my nose done even longer than my boobs.
Yeah, and life goals. So she's like, you know, she said that she was like really insecure about being flat chested, and then she got bullied in school, and then people would say that she looked like her dad, and she just didn't want to look like her dad because, you know, and then people would say that she's not as pretty as her mom, and people are such monsters. Jeez,
seriously,
teenagers are terrible.
Yeah, she said someone commented just the other day that she'll never be as pretty as her mom. Like, okay, well, then stop paying for my OnlyFans, you fucking troll. So Sammy's like, you know, I just think with my nose done, I'll look like more feminine because, like, it's like a really hard feature on my face. And Denise is like, oh, my God, my daughter wants to get her nose. She doesn't feel perfect because, like, she just wants her nose to be like my fucking nose. Like, sorry for having a fucking perfect nose. I can't believe my nose did this to my daughter. I'm just going to get my fucking nose cut off.
And Denise is like, well, I'm also a little nervous because you said you don't want me there for the surgery. She's like, yeah, you just make me anxious, Mom. And I'd rather have like my best friend there who's not going to stress me out. So, by the way, I'd be like, you little brat, I'm paying for this thing, so I'm going to be there. So they go to the doctor's office and Lola. And so they sit down, they meet with him, and he basically.
He's like, hi, welcome. Hello. His eyes are so frighteningly wide. He's terrifying. This guy's fucking terrifying. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but he's like, welcome to my office. Everything's going to go great. We're just going to fillet your nose.
I know. He's like, I'm going to make my splash on TV. I'm going to do it. I'm going to wear a big tie and bulge my eyes out. I'm ready. I'm the new Dr. I forgot his last name. Nazif.
Deepak so then, Duggar.
Yeah. So then, meanwhile, we cut to Lola at home, and she's at this house, and the three golden retrievers are running around everywhere. There's poop everywhere. She's cleaning it up. They're like tackling each other on, they're like playing on the sofa, and she's losing her mind and trying to set up a crate. She's like, Mom, what do I do? This is like too much. You know, I could do all things through Christ, but like, I think I'm actually a builder. Look, I made crates. So she's going through it over there, and she basically leaves a voicemail like, when are you coming back, Mom? Because these dogs are too much.
Yeah. So then back to the office, Denise is like, wait a minute. Does Dad know not to tell anyone? Because he'll tell people. She's like, I don't know, Mom, but if you tell Lola, it's like telling everybody, okay? Because she tells everyone everything. Like, when I got my implants done, I told so many people, I got so many opinions. Like, some people said go bigger. Some people said go smaller. Someone suggested I get, like, Hot Wheels put in my boobs. Like, what the hell does that even mean? I almost did it. I don't want anybody to know about my nose.
Even though I'm on TV. Yeah. And she's like really upset because the source of this is that when she told everyone she was going to get implants, she got a lot of input from people. And they were like, you should go smaller instead of bigger. You're going to regret going bigger. And then she went smaller and she wants bigger. And she's like really mad that people got into her head and like told her to go smaller when she wanted to go really big.
Don't trust a village. You know what? It trusts a village to fuck up your boob implants.
Yeah, you have to
every
be careful.
Time. So this is when the doctor's like, we're going to fillet the cartilage on your nose. And Denise is like, oh, wait a minute. No, let me tell you, someone with a cooking show. What do you mean you're going to fillet her nose? I don't know. He's like, well, you know, just we're going to, you know, bloop, fillet the cartilage. We're just going to shave it off the top like a layer of sushi. And they're like, okay. Bedside manner. All right, let's work on that. Fuck.
And they show
better bedside manner and fucking special forces, you know. Do you know,
you know what I'm talking like, about? Mm-hmm. You've seen it?
No.
It's really good. We fillet things there too. Mainly fish. And then he shows like, here's the nose before, and this is what's going to look like after. And it's like the smallest little difference. They're probably going to charge like $40,000 for it. Like this tiny little thing. And Sammy's like, oh, that's already such a major difference. It's like, it's so small, but you know, people have, you know, everyone has their thing. So then we go to townhouse number two, and we have Denise making a snack for Eloise, and Denise is, you know, asking her if she's ready to go to school because her tutor comes over, or her teacher, Miss Angie. And Denise tells us about raising Eloise and how Eloise is special needs. And she's mainly nonverbal, and that they had her in a classroom for a while, but the kids are just brats, as we've already seen earlier in this episode. Kids are mean, and they saw that she
came home
shut down.
Wanting smaller boobs. I mean, kids, am I right? We got her homeschooled after that. So
she's been working with this teacher, and she's really starting to blossom, and she's mainly nonverbal, but she can speak about like 10 words, and when she says them very quietly. But she clearly can like hear, like she hears, she processes, and she's starting to learn how to respond over text, which is really fascinating.
Yeah. So the teacher's like, okay, you're going to answer with a yes or a no. Okay. Eloise, do you want to paint another pumpkin? Okay. Why are you sending me an eggplant, Eloise? You're a very bad girl. Very bad girl, Eloise.
And the producer's asking Eloise if she gets along with her sisters, and she's like nodding and smiling. She's so sweet and so cute. And Denise is like, well, I definitely think that Eloise brings out the best in Sammy and Lowell. They just light up with her. And, you know, she's very savvy with the phone and the computer. Oh, we did have a little mishap where I didn't realize that some of my OnlyFans pictures were synced up to her iPad. So that was a little bit of an oopsie moment.
The teacher's like, well, that explains the eggplant. God, all's well that ends well. Am I right? So then we go to
I can't even Richard's OnlyFans pictures popped up on Eloise's iPad.
And the producer's like, well, what'd you think of those pictures, Eloise? And Eloise just starts cracking up. She's like, oh. Okay, so then we go to Denise and Aaron setting up a backdrop, because now she's such a good cook. She's proved that she really is ready for a cooking show by not being able to make pasta two times in a row. So now she's like, all right, I came up with another idea. I mean, people think Denise Richards cooking show, boring. So, here's what we're going to do. It's going to be called Only Pans, right? So I got these little pans. I'm going to put them over my boobs, all right? So then they'll be like, oh, you know, maybe if we pitch it and they don't like it, we can say, but it pans over boobs. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, you have to do things over the top to get someone's attention. You know, after a while, things, people saw me as a sex symbol, so I had to dial it down a little bit, do something different. So I started cooking, and I do a lot of Christmas movies, do a lot of conservative movies, but now I want to embrace my sexuality. So I thought, you know what, let me do this project that'll appeal neither to the people who want to see me as a sex object nor the people who want to see me in Christmas movies. Just me, pans over my boobs, making bad pasta.
So they do a photo shoot, and Aaron's just saying things like, oh yeah, turn up the heat, am I right? Fuck yeah. Yeah, God. Some reason right now I want a fucking omelet.
Babe, I'm sucking in my gut. So now we go to Sammy in pre-op, and she's in the waiting room, and her friend Leah is there. Leah is her friend who went to the rave with her. And it's so funny because, like, Sammy is now out of makeup because she's going to surgery, and she looks so much. She's like a kid again. And, like, she looks like she is 14. It's just crazy, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. So she is, she's like, well, maybe I should have had Lola here so she could have said, like, 85 stupid prayers for me.
She's like, yeah, I'm glad my mom didn't come. And then it cuts to Denise holding pans over her boobs. She's like, yeah, you know, that kind of hurt my feelings. I mean, what good mother doesn't want to be there when their kid's getting filleted? All right. Sammy's like, yeah, if my mom was here, she'd be asking a bunch of stupid questions. Roll the tape of stupid questions. We've seen the doctor. She's like, what do you mean by filleted? All right. Do you have a computer that does that? Do you do it? Do you ever blink? Because I haven't seen you blink.
It's just weird that I'm not there for her nose job. I mean, I was there when, you know, Godzilla got his facelift. So you'd think I'd be there for Sammy. But I guess I've just got too much anxiety.
So, Godzilla didn't mind when I was watching him get his waddle cut off. So I don't know what the fucking deal is.
You know, when Godzilla got his lipo, I was of great support to him. But it's fine if, you know, she's an adult. She can choose who she wants with her. So Lola and Denise are driving together, and Lola's like, oh, I'm really excited to get some stuff for the dogs. You know, they're really out of control. I tried to say a prayer for them. It just didn't work, but I did build a cage. So, well, I need your help for them with all the dogs. She's like, all weekend? It's like, yeah. Well, why can't Sammy wash them? Well, you know, she's got her nose job. Oh, no. Did I just say that out loud?
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. What? She's getting a nose? That's crazy. Like, why couldn't she just be happy with her nose? I just don't get it. It's not even a big deal. It's your fault, Mother. And she's like, I have no problems keeping secrets. That's why I'm shocked. I just slept. And Lola's like, yeah, telling secrets to my mom never ends well.
So she's like, but you can't tell anybody. She's like, I don't care enough to tell people. I mean, the Lord knows, and that's all that matters. She's like, okay, well, now I feel horrible. I really can't believe I fucked up. Well, you know, I won't tell anyone. No, I'm talking about the pasta. I'm just back on that. I really should have let it rest.
And then we see Sammy go under for her nose fillet. And dun, dun, dun. Will Sammy come back looking like he who shall not be named from Harry Potter? Or will she come back with the nose she's always dreamed of? Or will the doctor give her what she really wants, which is just a big tit instead of a nose? Who knows?
Yeah. We'll find out. So it's going to be a pressing question that will carry us all through the week. So thanks, everyone, for being here and for listening. And hopefully we'll see a bunch of you this weekend at our shows. And for everyone else, we'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Annie.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.